Ask the MP. Ask the MP on CFM Stereo.
Good evening. It is the show Ask the MP. I am your host, Brian Marvin K. Setole. A special shout out to Rumbi, who has held it down with legal matters, helping us to understand the issues around intellectual property and the importance of ensuring that our content is safe and that we protect it. Now, this is a very special edition of Ask the MP, where we are bringing you something called Skills Up Zimbabwe. In 2023, we saw the creation of a new ministry that is called the Ministry of Skills Audit and Development, a very important part of our government that is there to ensure that we are able to balance between the skills that we have as a country as well as our needs going forward. What is it that we need? What is it that we lack? And how do we also ensure that we train people to be able to respond to the needs that the country has? In the studio are supposed to be joined by the Minister of Skills Audit and Development, Honorable Paul Mavimba. Unfortunately, he is on a government assignment outside the country and is ably represented by a seasoned, if I must say, broadcaster, as well as the head of communications within the ministry, Mr. Justin Mahlahla. Good evening, sir, and welcome to ZFM Stereo.
Good evening, Brian. Thanks again for having me, and good evening to our listeners.
And then Ndakataura last week, kuti kana makuyapa as the MP, Mahlahla, mafana ungoita MP. So that you are able to be a guest on this show.
I guess so, yes. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And for our listeners, we have promised you for the past three weeks that Chakwe Magunans will have prizes for this show. And tonight, Mr. Mahlahla has brought quite a bunch of prizes. We've got notebooks, we've got caps, we've got t-shirts that would also want you to win. So please do stay tuned on this show. Do send through messages on our platform, 0772-168-045, 0772-168-045. I always like to know who is tuned in from the start. So let's check into the show. The first question I'm going to ask, which will earn you a prize, is who is the Minister of Skills Audit and Development? Please do send through that as a response. I'll get to read that later on in the show, but for now, what we're going to do is the Minister of Skills Audit and Development in Dian and Iwendiwe An and Urukutera Orikopi. Just those three questions. I'd appreciate answers coming through on our WhatsApp platform. You will get yourself a prize if you do that. But now back to Mr. Mahlahla. Where is this skills? I know that we are going to be holding a number of exhibitions, but in my expo art and ministry, which we are calling the Skills Fair, can you just tell us the rationale behind this? What is really will you be doing for my Skills Fair?
Yeah, thank you very much, Brian. So the Ministry of Skills Audit and Development, as part of its wider mandate of identifying the skills within the country as well as the skills gaps that exist, is conducting what we have called a national skills fair competition. The National Skills Fair competition is actually a competition, so to speak, that is going to identify the skills amongst the people of Zimbabwe across all the country's districts. It is an event that is taking place as we speak. It started today. Our various teams are in three provinces, in Manicaland, in Mashingo, as well as in Mashonaland East Province. And they are visiting districts within those three provinces to conduct competitions. We have already sent out scouts that were identified from the Ministry of Agriculture. We are talking of people who reside within communities, who understand what happens within communities and they interact with the people. And these scouts have been able to identify, on behalf of the Ministry of Skills Audit and Development, individuals with unique or specific skill sets that they have deployed. And we are looking basically at skills that have an impact on the community. So sure our scouts have been able to identify these people, and then they are going to enter into a competition at district level to find out who is going then to proceed to the provincial as well as the national competition. So it's an exciting time for those with skills. And when we talk of these skills, we are not confining them to technology. Normally people talk of skills in digital areas and so forth, but we are looking at even your legacy, your traditional skills, you know, skills with regards pottery, but they have to be very, very unique and very specific, not the usual. We are looking for something outstanding, something unique, something that strikes, you know, one's attention right the first time. So we are conducting this skills fairs to identify the skills within people that reside in the various districts of the country.
All right. I'm glad we can actually see some engagement. Kune Matoti Kwanzindimi, Minister of Skills, Oditomatlasa. Your name is coming up for those that are aiming to get prizes.
Wow.
There are some that are coming in, and I'm really happy. We'll get to that in a bit, but just now we have explained the rationale, the overview of the skills fair that are happening. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's important for us to understand that we have got 10 provinces.
Yeah.
I don't even get to the number of districts and wards that we have as a country.
There's
because
a lot of them.
One day.
Yeah.
That might take the whole night to talk about. But the question that I have for you is, are we going to be targeting all the wards, districts, and provinces for these skills fairs, or what is our target? And when?
Yeah, so the target is the entirety of the country of Zimbabwe, but we have started this year with 3 provinces. We have Manicaland Province, we have Mashonaland East Province, and then we have Mashingo Province. So it's in Manicaland, in Mashonaland East, and in Mashingo. In Manicaland, we have the skills competitions in Chipinge, that's on October 21. We have competitions in Chimanimani on October 24, Nyanga, October 28, and Mutasa, October 31. That's Manicaland. Chipinge, October 21, Chimanimani, October 24, Nyanga, October 28, Mutasa, October 31. In Mashonaland East Province, we have the competitions in Mudzi on November 11, UMP, November 14, Goromonzi, November 18, Chikomba, November 21. That's Mudzi, November 11, UMP, November 14, Goromonzi, November 18, and Chikomba, November 21. And then in Mashingo Province, we have them again in 4 places, 4 districts. That's Mwenezi, December 2, Chivi, December 5, Bikita, December 9, and Gutu, December 12. Those places again, Mwenezi, December 2, Chivi, December 5, Bikita, December 9, and Gutu, December 12. Those are the 3 provinces that we are having these skills fairs for this year. And next year, we'll then move to the rest of the remaining province.
I think it's not going to happen next year.
And
the spirit
year.
Of so leaving no one and no place behind,
definitely,
right?
Definitely, definitely.
All right. And so, what's the theme for this year when it comes to this skills fairs that we'll be holding?
The theme is celebrating local talent. Celebrating local talent. And why are we saying we are celebrating local talent? This is because we are trying to shift mindsets, Brian. The mindset shift is crucial for our national self-esteem and economic prosperity. You understand that we are being led by President Emmerson Mnangagwa under the mantra that says leaving no one and no place behind. And often we have seen people, only those in urban areas, being celebrated for the talents and the skills that they have. But our National Skills Fair is saying, let us go to the districts where the talent resides. Let us go to the districts where the skills reside and celebrate local talent. And we are not just talking about celebrating Zimbabwean talent as in local. We are also saying we are getting to the grassroots where we want to celebrate from the district level. So this is a celebration where we are not only looking at celebrating a university degree, and sometimes we overlook the master carpenter, back there in Mutare, you know, those who innovate solar techniques, say solar systems in Gwanda, the fashion designer in Mbare, for example, who employs, you know, maybe five other people. And some of these people are out there in Chipinge, they are there in Maswingo, in Gutu. You see people who have been very innovative in different places. And so these individuals, so to speak, they are problem solvers. And that's also why we are celebrating them through this National Skills Fair. They've been able to solve problems at community or at household level.
Right.
And by celebrating them, we send a powerful message to every young person that there are multiple pathways to success. So the idea is to foster pride, to encourage entrepreneurship, and to unlock the vast untapped potential within our own communities. So a certificate is valuable, but the ability to create, to build, and to solve problems is priceless. And this is what we are looking for when we go out there in these districts.
Right. I'll be looking at who has won when it comes to the first question in a bit about who the minister is. I can see the responses are coming in. But before I do that, I hope our listeners are also tuned in and they're following closely, because my next question is going to come from what Mr. Mahlahla has already mentioned. But before we do that, you know, Tajaira Isukuti, can a government director, Pakangon's government, we are talking about five all levels, including English and maths. Whether or not you are a cleaner, or you want to be a director, or what, that is the baseline.
Yeah.
We don't usually go below five all levels, including English and math. But from what you've explained, it seems like you're taking a different approach. It's not just about my all levels. There is more to this conversation. Why is it so that we're seeing this?
Thank you, Brian. I think the coming in of this ministry is not, you know, just there to identify the skills that we have, the gaps that we have, and so forth. We are also there to bring a revolution, what we are calling the skills revolution in Zimbabwe, where we say we are recognizing reality. Because for too long we have had a narrow definition of skills that only values what was learned in a classroom. Meanwhile, the backbone of our economy, for example, contributing over 60% of our GDP, is being powered by millions of Zimbabweans with incredible practical and informal skills. I think last time I referred to, you know, our artisans at Mbare Msika, our artisans in the informal markets in Gweru, in Bulawayo, and so forth, in Rishabane out there. These are artisans and individuals with specific skills that have been, you know, building the economy even from behind the scenes, because they are not formally recognized. And you, when we are doing this skills fair, we are not saying bring your certificate, bring your degree, bring whatever, your qualification. We are saying bring your capability. What is the skill that you possess, and what has it done? This is what we are looking for. And we are saying to participants in the skills fairs, we see you, we value you, and we are creating a platform for you to take your talents to the next level. So it's about bridging the gap between the formal economy and the vibrant and informal sector, where so much of our national ingenuity resides. We have so much talent, Brian, that lies unrecognized just because one does not have a certificate, or just because one has not passed through the formal education system. So what we are saying is, the ministry is, what can you do?
All right, what exactly are you bringing to the table?
Definitely.
The chipicha unacho, what can you do? And it's not just about the all levels, as we have been we've been programmed to think. Because everything begins and ends with five or levels, and English.
Yeah, yeah.
It's to show us the MP. I'm your host, Brian Marvin K. Stoli. If you're tuned in from Chimanima 91.3, Kadomane 105.2, Gweru 104.3, Bulawayo 106.7, my hometown, Mutare 95.4, Harare 106.4. We'd also love to get your feedback. Please do send a message on our WhatsApp platform, 0772-168-045, 0772-168-045. Now, for the first phase, we would ask the question to our listeners. I'm just going to select the three messages that came in first and that were right, who responded to the question that who is the Minister of Skills Audit. I have got Takuzwa Masawi from Westgate, Harare, who has said, Paul Mavima is our Minister of Skills. As I see, I get a professor.
But he got it right.
But he got it right.
He got it right.
Jakutko Masau, we will be in touch after this show so that we can be able to discuss on how you can collect your prize. But just know that the Minister of Skills Audit, in partnership with ZFM Stereo, is going to give you something special. Kune magunanzi yako, ariku ZFM, that have been prepared for you because you were the first one to respond to the question. So I will be in touch with you after the show and we'll discuss about that. And then the next one who came through was my genius from Karoi. I'm not sure if you'll be able to come through and collect your prize from us, but you've also mentioned that the Minister of Skills is Mr. Paul Mavima. Hey, I'm a professor of school, Zibero.
Yeah.
And then the third one that I'm going to be giving a prize based on this question that we asked first let's see if I can get the name properly, is Betam Piri, who is in Mlawayo. They said, good evening, it's Professor Paul Mavima.
Very right.
I'll get in touch with you and I'll be able to discuss logistics, but your prize is coming. Congratulations. People
excellent,
are following.
Excellent. That is very good.
They are following.
It's very encouraging indeed.
It's a good thing that they know who the minister is. I know I was at the PEM second year, but I think I'll do that later on because she hasn't been to the show.
Exactly.
So it'll be unfair on our listeners for us to be able to ask that. And so the next question that I want, I know there are a lot who had responded to this last Namu winner. I only picked the first three.
That's
the next question that I want to ask is the theme for the skills fairs. Mama Shansha has mentioned it in the program. So I would want, this one I'm only going to give one prize. The first person to respond with the theme, Sejairi, you will earn yourself a prize. And so just back to our conversation as the message is coming on our WhatsApp platform, Mr. Mashasha, Anzindimi Minister, let me clarify. Mr. Mashasha is the head of communications
advocacy
at the Ministry of Skills and Development. He's not the minister, but we hope that one day he will be, eh? but he's not the minister right now. So back to you, sir. Some statistics say that 60% of the GDP comes from the informal sector.
Yeah.
How does this skills fair aim to better support the people who are already driving our economy?
So you're exactly right there, Brian. The informal sector is the engine of our economy. And instead of ignoring this engine, we are providing it with high-quality fuel and a clear roadmap. The fair supports these drivers in three key ways. Number one, there's recognition. We are saying to our skilled Zimbabweans, wherever they are, we recognize you. As I said earlier, we see you and we value you. So in that recognition, we are giving them a formal platform and we are also validating their skills. We are saying exactly this is a skill that we appreciate and we recognize and it can be deployed to build the economy. Secondly, we are also giving them a connection. We are linking them to markets, microfinance, potential business partners. We are actually in a process of engaging partners, you know, funders. There are organizations that provide startup capital, even banks that recognize skill, talent, and they get interest to say, we would want to support this individual. We want to support this idea. We want to support this skill. This cannot go unnoticed. So this skills fair is also a platform for that connection. And thirdly, through development, where we are opening pathways for individuals to upskill, to get certified and to grow their enterprises. Those who have already started enterprises or businesses because of the skills that they have. This is an opportunity for them to be able to get noticed by potential business partners who can actually say, we would want to be part of the development of this skill. So this is also that what we are actually doing. So we are moving from just acknowledging their existence to actively integrating them into our national development strategy. The leaving no one and no place behind mantra is becoming alive through these fairs, because we are saying wherever you are, which is exactly also why, Brian, you notice that we are not doing this in Harare. We are going out to where the people reside because we want them to be able to get connected from wherever they are and to be able to build the economy wherever they are.
Right, it's about going to the people and also ensuring that they enjoy access. Chibot, can you write the theme one more time for this close fair?
The theme is celebrating local talent.
Right.
Celebrating local talent.
It's a show, Ask the MP. I'm your host, Brian Marvin K. Sitole, and we are continuing with Skills Up Zimbabwe, and I am joined by the head of communications and PR at the Ministry of Skills Audit, Mr. Justin Mahlahla. And remember, I mentioned Tinema prizes are in studio. And for the next one, for the next person who's going to win a prize, the question is simple. What is the theme for the ongoing skills fairs? And Mr. Mahlahla has just mentioned it just a minute ago. So I'm hoping that you were able to catch up on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we continue our conversation. We are talking about these skills fairs that are happening in we've selected three provinces right now where we are targeting those that can come through and be a part of the fair. And so my question to you, Mr. Mahlahla, is where exactly is this fair for? Can you give us some examples of the kind of persons you hope will come and showcase their skills?
Absolutely. Brian, this fair is for anyone with a skill. Anyone with a skill. You picture the woman in a rural village who creates beautiful, durable pots. She's an artist and an engineer. Think of the young man, maybe, who repairs smartphones using ingenious methods without any formal training. He's a technician and an innovator. We want the TVET graduate with their formal certificate side by side with the self-taught tailor, the village mechanic, the agro processor, the traditional basket weaver, and the youth perhaps who has created a water irrigation system from scrap parts. So if you have a skill that serves your community or creates a product, this platform is for you. But remember I said earlier, we are not looking for the ordinary. We are not looking for the usual. We have seen some of these across the country, but we want what stands out from the rest. What makes your skill unique? What sets you apart from the rest of them? You could be all of you mechanics, but what sets you apart from the rest of the others? So we are also looking for an ingenuity. We are looking for uniqueness. We are looking for originality. There's, you know, something that should set you apart from what we have always grown used to seeing. This is exactly what we are looking at. This is who this fair is for. Anyone with a skill, but that skill has to be very unique.
So we're looking for something different, right? For some
Yes. Originality,
for a change.
Exactly.
What you own a skill.
This is something, Brian, that should be serving the community. This is not, we are not looking for an individual type of a skill that serves just yourself. We want something that has made an impact within your community.
Right. And so continuing on that, on what you have said, many young people who couldn't finish their formal education feel left behind. What specific opportunities does the fair offer to them?
So the fair is actually specifically for them. To those young people, I just want to say your journey is not over. It's just beginning differently. This is your chance to be seen, not for the qualifications you don't have, but for the impressive skills that you do have. The opportunities are tangible. You can showcase your work to thousands. You win awards. You get seed funding. You get connected to formal training, as I mentioned earlier, and that can actually help you to bridge any gaps in your knowledge, the opportunities to upskill, to reskill, and most importantly, you meet potential customers and investors, people who can actually start to buy from you or from the service that you're providing through your skill. And you can even also get people who want to fund and to grow the skill that you have into a tangible and meaningful as well as a sustainable business. So we are creating a ladder of opportunity that doesn't start in a classroom, but starts with your own innate talent and determination. So if you have been out of school, if you have not been in, or perhaps you have actually failed to attend formal education, or you failed your examinations at whatever level, you have an opportunity now because you can never fail in your skill.
All right. Mr. Shaw, Ask the MP, and we bring you this special edition of Skills Up Zimbabwe, a program that is brought to us in partnership with the Ministry of Skills Audit and Development. And tonight, I'm talking to Mr. Justin Mahlahla, who is the Head of Communications at the Ministry, ably representing the Minister of Skills Audit, Professor Paul Mavima. And as I promised, we have got special prizes that were given out for those who are able to show that they are engaged, they are listening, and they are following the conversation. And so the second question I'd asked to our listeners, Mahlahla, was the theme. And we've got so many responses, but I'll just give the first two that came through. The first one is from Nyasha Tota. It's not mentioned where he is calling from, but he says he's celebrating local talent.
And that is our theme. Yeah.
Well done, Nyasha, and congratulations. You have won yourself a prize from the Ministry of Skills, Audit and Development. Again, I will be in touch after the show to talk about how you can be able to collect your prize. The second one is Ngobani Rodney Sivana. Ngobani Rodney Sivana, who is in Popo Mablawai, who has also said the theme for the Skills Fair is celebrating local talent. Again, congratulations.
I'm Hlophe.
Ngobani Rodney Sivanda.
I'm Hlophe.
For getting that right. Hey, I'm Hlophe. Congratulations for that. And so we have the two that have won this part of the challenge. My prize to now, don't worry. We have more coming. And so the next question that I would want the listeners to be responding to on our WhatsApp platform is where the skills fairs are happening. We mentioned that we are only doing this in three provinces, right, Mr. Mahlahla?
Yes, three provinces.
And so we would want the listeners to tell us where these fairs are happening from. The Kupi quit this year. Like we mentioned, we'll be going to other places even next year. And so where are we doing it this year? But let's continue with our conversation, Mr. Mahlahla. How are you ensuring that this event is accessible to everyone, including those in the most rural communities and marginalized groups like women and personal disabilities? Because we tick boxes to say we've done this and that. But it's not what I'm going to say. How are we ensuring that there is access across the board?
I'm glad to perhaps emphasize and repeat that the National Skills Fair has been taken to the grassroots. Accessibility for us is a core principle. And firstly, we are decentralizing the fair. Remember, we are also guided by the principle of devolution, where we are saying we need to take activities, we need to take the economy, we need to take services to where people are, to the provinces and districts. And as we mentioned, we are taking these to the districts. We are starting right at the grassroots level. So we are taking it to the districts so that people don't have to travel to Harare to participate in the National Skills Fair. Second, registration is completely free. There is no financial barrier. Those who wish to participate or those who have registered, I believe they will testify that they've not been asked at any point to make any form of payment for them to participate in this skills fair. This is because we are also trying to remove the financial barriers that have long existed that hinder skilled people from participating, perhaps even in the smallest way possible, in the economy of their country.
Right.
We are saying we want really to leave no one and no place behind. Thirdly, Brian, we are working closely with community leaders, disability advocacy groups, and women's associations to proactively encourage and facilitate participation. So we are ensuring that the venues, they are physically accessible, and our communication is inclusive. We are communicating we are doing our best to communicate in our people's language, our mother languages. We have translated our material. We have also translated speeches. It's all right.
We'll continue with this after
that. Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect. A short break on this show. Ask the MP. I'm your host, Brian Mavi Kestule. Do stay in touch.
Ask the MP. Ask the MP on CFM Stereo.
It is your show, Ask the MP. I'm your host, Brian Marvin Kesetole, and we are having a very special edition of the show that we're calling Skills Up Zimbabwe, where we are talking to the Ministry of Skills Audit and Development And I was supposed to be joined in the studio by the minister himself, Honorable Professor Paul Mavimba, but unfortunately, due to other assignments, he couldn't make it, but he's ably represented by the Chief of Communications, a seasoned broadcaster, I must say. I find Agato Garakuno in the other end of the table because he is seasoned in terms of this. For some of us who have been following radio and TV, we are well familiar with him. He is Mr. Justin Mia Mahlahla, and it's good to have you in the studio, sir.
It's really good, Brian, and I really enjoy these discussions, and I appreciate you, your time and your commitment, and I must also say you are doing a good job.
How does it feel? I know you're used to
I'm finding it very difficult because when I respond, I want to ask a question.
You want to throw the question back at me?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brian. You're making me very comfortable. I think that's very important. And that's the very most important job of an interviewer. Just make sure that your guest is comfortable. And I must say, you're doing a great job.
No, we appreciate you for coming as well. And I know the question we've asked is around the provinces. I see the answers. But before we get to that, you were talking about accessibility. Can you please finish up on that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Brian. Yes, I had mentioned the issue of free registration. I think I also mentioned the issue of decentralizing the fair because we are taking it to the districts. And I also mentioned the issue of working with advocacy groups, groups about that support women, people with disabilities, even community leaders, to ensure that people in the districts and communities participate in this fair. No one should be closed out. No one should be locked out or stopped from attending these fairs, and attendance is free. There is no registration fee, no registration whatever asked for. It's a free entry exercise. And we're also ensuring that our venues are actually physically accessible and our communication is inclusive. I think I referred to the issue of our translation of some of our material, even our speeches that we are going to be giving out at those fairs. So we want to make sure that people get us, they get the message, they understand why we are having this National Skills Fair competition, and they can freely participate with information from an informed point of view. So we want to actively seek out and to amplify the voices and skills of those who have been historically marginalized. We are saying perhaps there was some kind of a barrier previously that prevented you from deploying your skill in building the nation. This time we are doing our best to ensure that any such barrier is removed and people can freely participate in these kinds of events so that they can also get to understand that there are people who notice them, there are people who appreciate them, and there are people who support and they want to see them grow. So that's what we are doing, right?
All right. And it's amazing to see that happening. And also, I love the component that you talked about earlier on of ensuring that whether you've got 5-4 levels or you don't, you know, as long as you're skilled, let's also have you as part of the skills fairs that are happening. And I have winners for the
program. Wonderful.
The first one, and I'm from a province, I'm from my areas. So they decided
to hear the areas.
Yeah, and so they say that is happening in Chipinge, Mashingo,
that's correct,
Menezi, and Mashonaland. This is Wanda Mtero from Epwa.
I know Zunya Zotara, which Mashonaland, eh?
Eh, as long as Mashonaland, no pass with Bata, but I think we'll give him one for this.
No, yes.
Wanda Mtero, congratulations. Mm-hmm. We'll be in touch after this show to be able to discuss on how you can collect your gift from the Ministry of Skills, Audit and Development. And then another listener here, this is Anza Majira Panzi Jackson, based in Harare. They've said Chipinge, Mugi, Chimanimani, Chimi, UMP, Gita, Boromonzi. Pane kwa Sarera.
Yeah, Asia, a few Menezi and Gutu Mutasanyanga. But yeah, Mira. Yes.
So, Majgira Panze Jackson from Harare, congratulations. As we promised, you know, this is something that we talked about right at the beginning, that we'll actually have prizes. And we are living up to our word. That
definitely.
There will be prizes that will come with being a part of this conversation. And as Mr. Mahlahla has mentioned, I had to also emphasize on this because it's important that though we have 10 provinces, the first three, Ndo Avataura. But not to say Kutishavasha Piri Rai Pap. We are going to all these other places that have not been mentioned. As the years progress, we will also visit these places. So as we continue our conversation, Ms. Justin Mahlahla, let's talk about the real benefits of attending. If I'm a talented artist in a rural area, what tangible opportunities can I gain from participating at the upcoming skills fairs in all these areas that the listeners have talked about? Is it just about exposure, or is there more? Because dance, when you can see, we're exposing you through exposure.
Yeah, you see, I think when we look at how people grow their skills elsewhere in other countries, there's more to what they get than just exposure. Because exposure at some point does not bring food on the table. You know, it is this kind of a skills fair is more than just exposure. We really want it to be a game changer. Think of it as a one-stop shop for growth. Because if you participate as an artisan, you will sell and market. The good thing about our people nowadays, Brian, is they seem to be natural born marketers. Look at the content creators we have in Zimbabwe. We are not talking of content creators based in urban areas, even in our remote and rural areas. Plenty of people who are able to create content, and they are making livelihoods out of the content that they are generating. That means people naturally have the ability to speak and to sell themselves, even without a tangible product that they are selling. But this opportunity now fair gives one an opportunity to sell and market, to get immediate sales and secure future orders. If you are able to demonstrate an outstanding skill during these fairs, you are actually also able to attract sales and secure orders there and then. And secondly, you get funded. As I said, we're actually working with financiers, microfinance institutions to be able to, at some point, facilitate for the accessing of loans so that these artisans can grow their skills and their businesses. We are also talking of getting certified, where people can actually now start the process of having their skills formally assessed and certified. And that alone increases their credibility and allows them to charge more for the services or the goods that they produce. And then there's also the opportunity to form partnerships, to connect with larger businesses that might want to distribute their products or to collaborate with them. So this is about converting talent or skill into sustainable income and a recognized enterprise. And we are saying, yes, this is being done at district level, but because this is a national event, people are going to come out of districts. They are going to enter provincial competitions. From the provinces, they are now going to compete at national level. So we are looking forward next year, Brian, to see someone being recognized at national level who would have come up out of districts, out of their district. Perhaps no one knew about them. But by next year, I am prophesying that someone will be known and someone will be connected by end of next year because of this fair.
Pastor, we are going to have that part. We didn't mention that part about you. But anyway,
yeah.
Going back to what we're talking about, there's the issue of certification pathways for informal skills.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Rarely do you get certified because I can go zidza our skill. Mm-hmm. How would this work? Can a self-taught welder or carpenter actually get a certified qualification just from this fairs that we're talking about?
Absolutely. They can. And this is one of the most transformative aspects of the fair. We are working on partnerships with bodies like HEXCO and others to create what is known as recognition of prior learning pathways, RPL pathways. And here's how it works, Brian. A self-taught welder, let's say they have 10 years of experience, and they're able now to demonstrate their skill at the fair. I don't know what kind of a product they are going to weld and demonstrate as a welder. But the assessors then will identify them. They can then be guided through a process where their existing competency is formally assessed against a national standard. The issue is to say this is the standard that formally qualifies one in this particular area. But maybe you have not been able to have access to gain formal qualification or certification, but you are able to perform just like one who has gone through the formal process. And sometimes you see the tricky part is, in most cases actually, people who have not had the opportunity to gain formal qualification or certification do better than those who have gone through the formal processes. It's ironic in that sense, really. But we are saying not to doubt, to look down upon those who have gained formal certification. But we are saying the need to recognize informally acquired skills is for those who have those skills to be able now to participate at the same platform with individuals who would have gained formal certification. So if they meet the standard, they receive the certificate. If there are gaps, they are also given targeted training to close those gaps. So this is about validating years of hard-earned experience. We have got lots and lots of these people, Brian, who do excellently in their various areas, but they have not had a formal certification. The issue is, because of the nature of our economies, the nature of our e-commerce and industry, it's difficult for one to be able to penetrate some avenues if they don't have a certificate that recognizes the skill that they claim to have. So we are saying, let's not just make a claim, let's validate. And we validate using standards. So this is an opportunity. When we talk of certification pathways, we are saying there is a way that your informally acquired skill or developed skill can be formally recognized, so that you don't stand out there and exclude yourself. We are also trying to remove exclusion, because we want everyone everywhere to play a part and participate in growing the economy. The Vision 2030 that we are talking about requires skills, and the skills are within the people, some of them recognized and some unrecognized. So we want to find a way that actually an equalizer that says this with their 10 years, they're as good at this with 1 year and a certificate. They are all able to perform this task because they both have the skill.
Right. Even Usina qualification, that's what the government is saying to us now, that wakadzidza somewhere, you know, wakadzidziswa na sekuru, you know, you were able to inherit this business and you've got the skills that it takes. Yeah. You can also be a part of this this very important event that is being hosted by the Ministry of Skills Audit and Development. They are hosting skills fairs in 3 provinces this year, and it's important that we are a part of them, because as you have heard Mr. Mahlahla explain, you know, you have your space, you have your niche. It's leaving no one and no place behind. So one of the things that has always been hammered to all of us has been, as we mentioned, the issue of Tokupa exposure. But beyond this, what's important is, okay, fine, you have exposed me, you have linked me with all these people, you have helped me to grow. How do I get financing? Because sometimes I'm just a mechanic, I got the kugadzira motor from my brother, but I'm not gonna equipment, and that's not doing it. I'm just a welder, I got this out from somebody else. How do we connect these skilled individuals with aspects such as funding from microfinance institutions or partnerships with established businesses? Because sometimes all I need is a mentor.
Yeah.
I'm good
yeah.
to go, yeah. I have the capital, I don't have a mentor. Or I've been well mentored, but I don't have capital. How do we throw in all these pieces so that this can all make sense?
Wow, that's a very great question. Of course, it builds on what we have said about in terms of the opportunities that come with this fair, the exposure. Yes, but we said we need more than exposure. We talk of the connections, we talk of the recognition and so forth. But to dig deeper into the issue of financing and access to financial support, you see, this is what we have built in the design of the fair. We are not just inviting skilled individuals, Brian. We are also inviting the ecosystem of support. We are saying
If you are listening now to this show, to this program, and you have an interest in developing skills, be part of the skills fairs. Come and participate in the districts where we are having the skills fairs. We have dedicated spaces for microfinance institutions like banks and that meet exhibitors. Come and identify the skills that resonate with your business or your vision and your mission in the community. We are also inviting procurement managers from large corporations. Come and be part of the National Skills Fair. Government departments, come and be part of the National Skills Fair. Hospitality industries, come and see the pool of talent that abounds within our communities in Zimbabwe. So we are saying we are in a way facilitating a structured business-to-business engagement where those with skills and those who need the skills can meet and engage. So a builder, for example, might secure a contract with a construction company because of the skills that they would have demonstrated during the skills fair. Or a food processor might get their products on the shelf of a major retailer. So we are building the bridges between talent and opportunity. But we are saying we as a ministry, we don't have funding. We don't have money to fund skills or to fund skills development programs. Yes, we do get an allocation from the National Fiscus in terms of the programming that we need to implement. But we do have collaborators and partners who actually have the mandate within their operations of identifying skills, growing skills, developing skills into meaningful, commercializable enterprises. And we are saying, come. Everyone is invited to these skills fairs. Apart from the participants, anyone and everyone within the skills development ecosystem, come and be part of the National Skills Fair.
All right. I've got a question here that I think actually deserves a prize because they've gone above and beyond to express this issue. And I think it's something that I also want you to respond to. Though they didn't mention their name, I'll ask them to, after I've read the question, obviously they'll be listening. Please just let me know your name and where you're tuned in from so that we can be able to also work on sending you your prize. But the question is, evening, Brian. This discussion is very enlightening. But as innovators, we have several issues when we present our ideas. Some of the concepts are stolen by prominent and well-placed individuals. More importantly, is the inability to scale concepts through funding. For whatsoever reason, financial institutions vanongoda kutipa mari dzekuita hukuchete for a short term at crippling interest rates. Will the ministry assist in protecting IP and patenting, and when they suggest funding, will it be adequate funding, or will it be an approach that keeps us as informal SMEs despite our huge potential?
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Wow. I'm touched, Brian. I'm touched. You see, firstly, by the honesty, the openness, the transparency that I'm sensing from the listener in terms of that statement that they've made. They have actually, I believe, and they're just me sensing that they perhaps have had an experience where they shared an idea or a concept with someone or some organization, and it was in a way in quotes stolen. You share something 3 weeks or down the line, a month or so, or even a year later, your concept is being implemented and you have not had any benefit out of it. And this is perhaps the experience of many young men and women in Zimbabwe who have had the opportunity to sit before CEOs and share concepts and so forth, but at the end of the day, they don't benefit from their ideas. And I want to say, to respond to the listener and say, our ministry is a facilitator in terms of the issues even of you being able to get a patent. But you see, there are bodies in the country that deal with registration of patents, your innovations and so forth. I think it's important that innovators are aware of the existence of such organizations that assist the intellectual property organization is there in Zimbabwe. And it's very important for one, before they even go out to share with organizations or individuals or even friends, because those are the people who say, I think so-and-so's idea is lucrative, I think I can do it, because I heard them talk about it. Go and register first, so that whenever you sell it, you are selling something that is now in your name and you own it. You'd have the legal right to sue an organization or an individual to say, you stole my idea, I shared with you, and this is the proof that I originated it. I own this concept. So it's important for our listeners as well, and those who would wish at some point to develop their skills and innovations, to understand that you can actually protect your idea and your concept legally. So it's our ministry, it's very possible. But I know this happens, because when you listen in to that listener, you can tell that perhaps they would have such an experience, a bad experience for that matter. So our ministry can also assist, but we are not in the process of registering concepts or registering ideas and inventions and so forth. There are organizations specifically mandated to do that in the country. It's in their best interest for them to find out where exactly they should go and how they should be able to get their concepts and ideas registered and protected, so that they don't lose out on their most important asset, which is their idea.
Right. It's all about research. It's all about also keeping yourself equipped when it comes to information.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, an hour is not enough to talk about issues to do with skills, audit and development, especially the upcoming National Skills Fair. So as we conclude the show, I just want to pose one last question to you, Mr. Matasa. That will help us to be able to recap on everything we've talked about tonight. Firstly, my affairs are kupi, which areas and on which dates? And also secondly, for a listener who is tuned in from these areas who are skilled and they want to participate, even if they're not skilled, but just want to participate in these fairs, what is one thing that they need to do right now to get involved in the National Skills Fair?
So briefly, we said the skills fairs are taking place right now in Manicaland province, in Mashonaland East province, and in Mashingo province. In Manicaland is Chipinge on October 21, Chimanimani October 24, Nyanga October 28, Mutasa October 31. In Mashonaland East, Mudzi November 11, UMP November 14, Goromonzi November 18, and Chikomba November 21. In Mashingo Province, Mwenezi December 2, Chivi December 5, Bigita December 9, and Gutu December 12. These are the provinces, Mashingo, Mash East, and Manicaland. And what they need to do to be able to participate, as we mentioned earlier, this is a free entry environment. You are not asked for any payments. So if you want to do right now, the one thing you can do, send a message or call our dedicated registration team. There is Miss Gamuchirai Nyamanza. Gamuchirai Nyamanza on 0771-922-374. Gamuchirai Nyamanza, 0771-922-374. Remember, registration is free. Don't be shy about your skills. Your talent is your ticket. Let's work together to build a more skilled Zimbabwe as we celebrate local talent.
Right, it is Skills Up Zimbabwe, a show that is brought to us in partnership with the Ministry of Skills, Audit and Development. And tonight I was with a seasoned broadcaster and a well-polished communicator, I must say, Mr. Justin Matlahla, who is the head of communications at the Ministry of Skills, Audit and Development. Thank you so much, sir, for coming through, and your words to all those who won prizes, right?
Congratulations, and thank you for following us on this show, Skill Up Zimbabwe. We are here to talk about the skills we need, and we appreciate you being part of the show. Follow us on our pages on Facebook. We are Ministry of Skills Audit and Development on X, Skill Audit DVT. Follow us there, and even on our WhatsApp channel, we are there. So remember to follow and also to get updates of the National Skills Fair. We'll be sharing updates in terms of what is happening around the country. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you as well for coming through. Unfortunately, it's all the time that we had for this week's episode of Ask the MP, with Skills Up Zimbabwe being our special episode that we're running in partnership with the Minister of Skills, Order and Development. In the studio, I was joined by Mr. Justin Mashasha, who is the Head of Communications at the Ministry. And congratulations to all those who won. I'll be in touch with you in a few minutes. But unfortunately, it's all the time that we had for this edition of this show for tonight. For now, it's me, your host, Brian Marvin K. Stoley, saying good night, stay safe, take care of yourselves and of each other. I'm out.